I just have
getting
to.
A sweater, huh?
I just have to make sure everything's working. So,
Yeah.
listening audience, we are live from Kansas City. KC Bird Whisper International Productions presents yet another episode of Bird Talk Live Online. I have Jess Furman on the phone with me, returning. The great Jess Furman. I love Jess Furman. And I want to... I do. You know, you're such a joy to talk to and such a real person. And not like other people on the show have not been real people. Hold on just a second. Let me make sure we're... make sure we are... I'm going to check my monitor.
Let me make sure we're...
Okay, we're broadcasting. See, that's what I have to do, Jess. Remember, I have to run all this stuff because I can't afford to hire people. So, yeah, I don't really need anybody to do anything except, yeah, I need people to promote us, right?
That's true. And I mean, that's like the wonderful thing that I kind of fell into when I started writing The Dire Pink Pearl, you know, her first trilogy, and then The Dire Pink Pearl continues, I'm Always Born Again, the quadrilogy, was that when you reach out to help other people that believe in rescuing parrots and rehabilitating them, and they step forward to help you, you got to return the favor and promote them as well.
Share the love, right? Yeah.
Share the love. And you know, it was just, it really came as a bit of a shock when one of my fans in Missouri, she messaged me one day and she says, "You're famous." And I'm like, "Well, you know, big deal." So, you know, e-fame, you know, I got my trilogy on Amazon.com and eBay or whatever, Barnes and Nobles, and they're all over the place. And that's one thing, but she goes, no, you're really famous. She goes, "You're in Parrots Magazine." And I was just lost of words. I mean, I go, how did that happen? And without any warning at all, this fabulous magazine just went ahead and published this little blurb that I had written on Facebook about the first trilogy and about, you know, what it would feel like, you know, to be raised in a human world, and then within 6 months you're thrown in a cage and treated like an animal, and how would that make you feel about your life, you know? And they published it, and they didn't charge me. I mean, I don't know of any magazine in the world that actually stepped up to help other people.
How did they get the article?
Well, I actually had posted the little article on their page, and you know, I didn't think they'd you know, say anything about it. I mean, they didn't comment or nothing. They just published it.
Nice. That's not bad, right?
It's not bad at all. I know people pay a lot of money, generally speaking, to advertise in a magazine because, you know, that is their bread and butter. And, you know, I had the pleasure of working for Animation Studios, Animation Magazine, years and years ago. And they were struggling, you know, they were in Agora in this beautiful building. It was an old home that was converted to an office and had cobblestone walls and had a fireplace downstairs. It looked like just like something out of, you know, the movie Batman, and just the nicest people in the world. And they actually discovered Pixar. And I think you're familiar with Pixar and Claymation, you know. They were really huge and they were just such a pleasure to work with. But they, as a magazine, you know, they couldn't cut it. Because, you know, they just were into entertain people. And, you know, I think when you're into like writing about, you know, animation and stuff, you're really just kind of, catering to the people in the business and they kind of know it already anyways, or they think they do. But when you're, you know, writing a parrot magazine, that's a whole new level. I mean, that is like, you know, people that they're not into it for themselves. You know, they really care about helping this exotic animal make it in this cold world that's all about, hey, how much money can I make? Who could die with the biggest pot of gold?
Yes. You have to really be, it has to be genuine, right? Cause,
you got to be genuine, and you got to just say, hey, you know what? I'm not on this world to toot my own horn. You know, I'm not trying to show off how much money I make.
Right, we're not making.
What kind of fancy car I drive.
Yeah, nobody's rolling out their red carpet for us, right? We're
right,
doing this because we love the birds, right?
We do, and I just, you know, I've just really found, I'd like to say I discovered it, but I have discovered that when you help artists in particular promote themselves, and you're not asking for anything in return. You just say, hey, you know what, Tony Sanchez in Spain, I like your style. I like your art. You know, I want to help to make your business grow. And put a picture in the beginning of your book because you can. And you got that extra space. And then all of a sudden he becomes your best friend and he's sending you autographed clays to auction off to support your rescue. I mean, that's how you make it work. That's how you get that snowball of good faith running forward. And, you know, and it's like the more you give, like they always say, that famous cliche, the more you give, the more of that comes back to you. And, you know, right now I'm just so very, very blessed to be in this situation where I have this family that literally embraced me after I came back to the Bay Area 3 years ago. And they loved who I am. They loved that I published all these books and that I'm an artist and that I care. I seriously care, not just about the parent, but about the people and about the artists and about the elderly, you know, people that can't always help themselves. And then they need someone to step up and say, you know what, I'm young, I'm strong, I'm creative, I want to help you.
You are, Jess. And Jess, stop for just a second. I'm going to check something here. And hold on, I just want to hold you up right there. I'm going to make sure that the recording is working properly. So hang on just a second while I break the conversation. I just want to make sure we're getting all this. Yeah, so hold on just a second and we're going to talk some more. Hold on.